This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Segment 2 of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right. So, people don't want free stuff today. That's okay. I'm just going to ask you the trivia question.
Okay.
And you probably will get it. All right. But that's all right. Who? Because we're living in a day and age, like when I was playing and when I grew up, guys only left early to go to the NFL if they had like a first round grade on them. A lot of times, if you weren't top 15, you weren't going. Now we got guys going and don't even get drafted. I don't understand it. Now, if you've been in college for 18 years, that's different. But even before then, even before all that, we had guys going that we're maybe going to go seventh round. I don't get it, but that's not my business. I did choose to stay for my senior year, and I was projected to go 21st overall after my junior year, but this was my lifelong dream, was to play at Nebraska. But who was the first Nebraska football player ever to leave early and enter the NFL draft? I can give you a hint that will 1,000% give it away, but I'm not going to do that right away. Make you search for it a little bit.
Well, I know because we talked to him the other day that Johnny Mitchell left after his sophomore year, which was, you know, before the three-year rule. So that would be my guess.
Yep, Johnny Mitchell. You know, dude, you're insanely good at this. This is crazy. I don't even give you a warning. I don't give you a topic. That's really impressive.
I only learned that in the last week, though. So I'm glad you waited. If you would have asked me last Monday, I would have known that.
Okay. All right. Johnny Mitchell, the first Nebraska he left after his sophomore year. I didn't even know it was his sophomore year. First Nebraska football player ever to leave school early and enter the NFL draft. I think he did all right. Did pretty well for himself. I know we got some textuals here as far as people who do or do not want the Chiefs to win and three-peat, all right, when it comes to back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls. But I'm going to ask you for any comments that stick out to you. But before I ask Jake that, I want people to keep in mind a couple of things. Penalties during the Chiefs' 8-game win streak in the playoffs, roughing the passer, like called on, let's see, Chiefs opponents. 0 on the Chiefs, 6. Unnecessary roughness. Once on the Chiefs, 4 on the opponents. So it seems a little bit more balanced than you might think. And here's another one. Opponents have had more penalties than the Chiefs. This is before Sunday. I don't know what Sunday is yet. I could actually, it's right in front of me. I could look. In 11 straight playoff games. So the other stat to think about, and they talked about this during the game. The last time the Chiefs had one turnover Sunday. The last time they'd had a turnover before that was mid-November. They had ran 501 plays from scrimmage without a turnover. That is mind-blowing to me, okay? So just people should kind of keep that in mind. All right, when it comes to penalties, on Sunday specifically, the Bills had 6 for 48. The Chiefs had 5 for 21 yards. 21, that's an odd number to have. But anyways, what are the people on the textual line saying there, Jake?
We can go to the text line also off of YouTube. Jane Dunlap, who has a Kansas City logo on her Facebook, says, yes, she's cheering for the Chiefs. So that makes a little bit of sense.
Gave that away.
Justin on YouTube comes up with, no, I'm cheering for Cam and the Eagles. So I know a lot of people will be cheering for former Huskers. Yep.
That's a good point.
Nick Gates also on the Eagles, by the way. And then there's a lot of people that don't really want either team to win. 5162 awesome. Says, I'm rooting for a meteor.
Both
fan bases are the worst. So they've got that. OG CJ kind of feeling the same way. Says the Chiefs can lose all games from now till the end of time. I have noticed
Raiders fan maybe.
Well, Broncos? I have noticed, and it happened with the Royals, it happened with the Cubs. A lot more Chiefs fans here in Lincoln than there were maybe about 6 or 7 years ago. Okay. I don't know why. But maybe some bandwagon fans, maybe that bothers some people. There's some people that are happy. The Cowboys fans chiming in saying, we'll go either way. I don't really care.
You have a puppet for a head coach. Just see what happens with you guys. When's the last time they got in the playoffs? Wasn't it like 96?
Was that Cowboys?
Yeah.
Well, they've gotten to the playoffs. That's I think that's the last time they went to the NFC Championship.
Is that what it is? One of the went to the NFC Championship.
Every other
game
NFC
was like 96.
Okay. Has been since. Yeah.
Okay. Oh man. I just the Cowboys are always tough for me. They were actually my favorite NFL team growing up. For no discernible reason other than they were good, and I grew up in the state of Washington, and the Seahawks sucked at the time, okay? They were still in the Tacoma Dome with an AstroTurf field, if anybody recalls that. Probably nobody here does. And, like, the Cowboys were really good. And so as, like, an elementary school kid, and, you know, whatever I was, first, second grade, I kind of liked the Cowboys. My rookie year, we went and played the Cowboys back when they had the hole in the roof stadium. You know why they said they had the hole in the roof?
Why's that?
So God could watch them play football. That's the truth. That's what I was told by Cowboys fans in the midst of our rivalry. And obviously now they got Jerry World. And we played them. I was with the Rams. I wasn't even with the Skins yet. And for no discernible reason, I walked away from that game just hating them. Nothing really happened. I just walked away hating them. And then I went to D.C. And, of course, that's the Cowboy or the Commanders, Redskins, the football team, whatever you want to call them, their big rival. I may have said this before on the show. I don't remember. Our first preseason game, my first year there, okay, we're playing the Bills in the preseason. And in the fourth quarter, we don't play the Cowboys till like week six, by the way. We've still got three preseason games. And then we've got six regular season games or five before we get to the Cowboys. So we're talking like 2-3 months. And they're chanting, we want Dallas. We want Dallas. I was like, man, these people really don't like Dallas. All right, let's get back to the matchup just a little bit. One of the key matchups coming into this was for me, and we're not going to spend too much time on this, but the Chiefs pass rush. They had 8 sacks versus the Texans. The Buffalo Bills had given up the least amount of sacks in the entire NFL coming into Sunday's game. They gave up 3 sacks to the Chiefs, so it wasn't anything too crazy. I thought Cleet Blakeman, all right, did a phenomenal job as the ref. Former Nebraska quarterback. All right, he's actually a lawyer. Is he still a lawyer in Omaha right now? Do you know, Jake?
I don't know if that's current, but yeah, I know he was.
I know he was. All right. So he played as a quarterback while studying at the University of Nebraska from 1984 to 1987. He had talent, too, helping his team achieve a 70-0 shutout victory over the Kansas Jayhawks in that game. He scored 3 passing touchdowns and another rushing touchdown as well. All right, final button on the Chiefs versus Bills. The Chiefs scored 21 points in the first half, which I thought was interesting because it was the most amount of points they scored in any half of any game this entire season. And to me, at the end of the day, they just found a way to win. It's just what they always do. I don't buy into they're in cahoots with the refs and all this stuff. I've been in the middle of two-a-days. I've been, like, we're out there in full pad scrimmaging in St. Louis, for example. It's so hot. They had come on the radio. I'm driving to that practice from our hotel where we were staying at as a team. And they said, keep your dogs inside. It's not safe for them to be out. But we're out in full pad scrimmaging about an hour later. I'm pretty sure I'm not going through all that BS for there to be a script. As much as I love the WWE, this ain't the WWE. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things have changed, but I'd be pretty surprised. All right, and we'll talk about the Commanders, Eagles, and preview a little bit of the Super Bowl matchup here in the last segment. So I'm going to go through a few things Husker sports related pretty quickly here. All right, I actually put this out. I shared it from Pro Football College stats on X. Ja'Cory Barney had the most targets in the country without a drop last season. That was 76 of them. I'm very excited to see Andrew Marshall can do, the DB coming in from Idaho. He's projected to be one of our 2 starting DBs. Let's say he doesn't play DB. Let's say he just returns the freaking ball for us. All right, the last time Nebraska averaged at least 10 yards per punt return was 9 years ago, 2016. By the way, every special teams coach will tell you that they want to average 10 yards per return a first down. You want to give your offense a first down every time you return the ball. Incoming portal DB, Andrew Marshall, averages 10.7 yards per return, per punt return. Last year, we averaged 4.7, by the way. All right, now, I don't expect him to keep this up, but he also averages 41.4 yards per kick return. That'd be insane if he could keep that up. I got a question for you. All right, as I'm scrolling through here, screenshots, I'm going to stump you. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12. The 12 teams with the most Heisman Trophy winners. Can you name 1, 2, 3, 4, the top 5? Who are the top 5 college football teams with the most Heisman Trophy winners? You have to get at least 4.
USC.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
Okay.
All
you need is one more.
Ohio State?
Yes. All right.
All right. I feel better.
Well, can you get number 5 just for bragging rights' sake? Good okay. Lord, Jake.
No one plans for hair loss. but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I don't think Michigan would be there.
They're tied with us. They have three. We have three. LSU has three. Florida State has three. Florida has three. Army has three. Auburn has three. This team has four. So USC has eight. Ohio State, seven. Oklahoma, seven. Notre Dame, seven. This team has four.
Are they a blue blood?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't get it, you're going to feel silly, even though you got everything else right.
Texas?
No, Alabama.
Four. Alabama.
Alabama has four.
Yeah, I do feel silly.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Why can't you get these right? All right, we talked about this a little bit on a previous show, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. Maybe we'll revisit it in the future. But the Huskers are ranked in three way too early rankings for 2025. Quick thoughts on that, Jake, then we'll move on.
I'm not too bothered by it just because Nebraska, again, I think the biggest thing for me is that they did enter the rankings this past year. Obviously, it's about where you finish, not where you start. And so, you know, there's a lot of reasons to believe Nebraska could make that jump, the third-year jump. You bring in Dana Holgorsen as the offensive coordinator. So there's a lot of reasons to believe that they could make that jump. At the same time, if I were to do the rankings, I'd probably have them a little bit outside. But it's not, you know, I think anywhere from like 22 to 32, you know, wherever you want to make your little spot. I mean, that's where they belong. So if you have them, if I have them a little higher than I do, then so be it.
I agree with everything you said. If I was doing the rankings, I'd put them at 26. Just because even if I want to put us in the top, well, I want to, even if I think we should be in the top 25, we ain't done jack to earn it. So I would put us at 26 because we need to earn that thing. All right. Record setting day in West Point, Nebraska rifle. This is per them on X. The Huskers set a school record in the aggregate. All right. 4,731 and small bore 2,354. I'm not going to pretend like I know what that means, but basically what I see here is we outshot UAB. All right, another school, and then Army. Army got second, we got first, and we set a school record. I think the 4,731 was the school record. Do you know what that number means?
No, I do not.
I don't mind talking about things and giving out props, even if I don't know what I'm talking about. If I feel like I have a little bit more of familiarity or knowledge on a subject, I'll dive into it. Otherwise, I just want to shout out the Nebraska Rifle team. I will say this. We used to be really good friends with the head Nebraska Rifle coach. Oh, man. Probably about 2010. Okay. She was only there a couple of years. Then she ended up moving to Colorado. But she was really good friends with my wife, Angie. She's actually my son, his godmother. All right. So that's how close we were. Here's my bragging rights. When we first moved to our previous house, before we came back to Lincoln, we set up the Wii and had duck hunt. I loved duck hunt. Ever since I was a kid, I loved the Oregon Trail when I was a kid and duck hunt. Duck hunt's probably my favorite game. So I'm like, hey, Stacy, come here. We're going to play duck hunt. She looks, she goes, really? I'm the rifle coach in Nebraska. I was like, you're going down. I beat her. And to this day, I can say that I outshot Nebraska rifle coach on the Wii, on the duck hunt. All you need to know is I outshot Nebraska's rifle coach back in the day. All right, let's move on. Nebraska women's basketball having a great season so far. Had a 5-game win streak. Played Ohio State, number 12 Buckeyes in the country, really well. I believe it was 72-66 PBA Arena. All right, they had a 15-game home win streak that they did not continue. But I want to shout them out for a phenomenal effort, playing a very good basketball team. A fans-packed PBA, nearly 10,000 fans watched the game. All right. The other side of the flip coin, men's basketball seems to be falling apart, bursting at the seams. This is what I wrote. They lost. They just lost 83-55 to Wisconsin. Nebraska's sixth straight loss, and et cetera. All right. Anything else from the Fred Hoiberg question from earlier? I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that.
Yeah, there was a few responses.
What'd they say?
And it was talking about, if I can scroll back here and try to find them to give them their
Due. I'll talk for a second while you look. For me, it's on the defensive side of things, because the way Hoiberg wants to play defense, everything you do demands effort. Okay, it demands effort. But it demands an extreme amount of effort, because they want to take away the low post. They want to force you to shoot threes, which means that the guards got to be fast on the rotation down low. And when they pop it out for the open three, they got to get out there fast. You want to know why we beat Creighton and we beat UCLA the way we did early in the season? They were out there fast. The rotation's a little slower. The effort is not the same. There's more that goes into this, and I can dive into it more in the future. But the rotation on defense is not what it was, because the effort is not what it was. That's where I'm at. All right, what do people think, Jake?
Similar to what Ian in Texas said. He said, fire Hoiberg. He lost the team. As soon as I see games, a lot of just lack of effort, poor passes, poor defense. Is this not seen in practice? So he's fed up. But Derek Nakar says, although I'm not personally in panic mode regarding Nebraska men's basketball, I do, however, believe many fans are uneasy about the trajectory of the program overall. I'd like to remind everyone that arguably our best player is recovering from knee surgery in Rink Mass, but hopefully Fred can turn it around this year and is retained for another year. So some different thoughts there, but it's tough in the midst of a 6-game losing streak to say you're getting your best ball out of him.
It is. I think Fred should be back. I'm not trying to say that he shouldn't. I'm just starting to see little things here and there, and I'm like, well, I'll just pose it out to the people. What do they think? Okay, and how much of a difference do you think not having Rink Mass has made? Because you said it right. Like, if you typically have about 2 to 3 of your best players, every basketball team usually has about 2 to 3 players that are their best players, and everyone else fills a role and does their part, and it brings together a team, a la the Bulls, Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, or Horace Grant before Rodman. They just brought in a more colorful Horace Grant when they brought in Rodman, but they were the ultimate role players for the main guys on the team. How much do you think it's hurting Nebraska not having Mass?
Well, it's huge. I mean, I think especially kind of their big men rotation, they've been kind of tinkering with that, trying to see what to do there. Rink Mass, I think, was either borderline or was an all Big Ten performer last year, third team somewhere around there. So, and it would have been a huge kind of your big three would have been coming back with Bryce Williams and Gary and Mass. So it's a big loss. They don't have a whole lot of, they don't have a stretch big necessarily without him, which can open up things offensively. So. They'd be in a better place, but they knew they didn't have them all along. So they were planning for it, and just hasn't turned out to plan.
So I do think it's an impact. I do think it makes a difference. Let's remember Notre Dame made the national championship game without 40% of their offensive line. So did Ohio State. Okay, lost the Remington Award winner. Moved their All-American guard to tackle. Keep in mind, the Chiefs have a guard at tackle right now, which you do not do in the NFL, with all due respect to guards. You do not do that. But they're in the Super Bowl right now. So to me, it is a part of the process. And again, I think Fred should be back. I'm not trying to say that he shouldn't. I think for me, just how does it look? How does it look this bad? How do we look so one way and now it's so the other way? That's why I got really riled up about Nebraska football at times last year. Because I don't, like, when you're that vastly looking good at one point, first half Illinois, and then second half Illinois versus other games, like, and again, I'm optimistic about what we're doing. We're drinking the Kool-Aid here. No, we're not drinking the Kool-Aid. We're getting to drinking the Kool-Aid, but I do like a lot of the transfer portal additions we've had. But I look at the basketball team, and there's something more going on. All right, a couple of final thoughts. The women's gymnastics team won their meet. Maryland got second. University of Nebraska beat them 196 to 195, though. But Emma Spence, all right, I want to give a shout-out to her. She won the vault, she won the beam, and she won the all-around. She had a phenomenal performance, so shout out to Emma. All right, and then one final thought here before we go to break and we come back. A couple other things, but we'll chat Commanders, Eagles, very early look ahead to the Super Bowl. Jake, Chiefs, three-peat, more people chimed in. Yes, no, is it 50-50? Where are we at on that?
People seem to be just not embracing the Chiefs, but maybe the people that are embracing the Chiefs just didn't text in.
It's that whole ref. People just get sick and tired of a team losing. They do. When I grew up in the state of Washington, people hated Nebraska. You would have thought they just wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we care? Eh, they're like half the country away. No, they hated Nebraska. Why? Because we dominated Washington multiple times. Okay, the state with which I grew up in. I was born in Hastings. But people just get sick of a certain team winning, and they just find reasons to hate them. People in Washington have no reason to hate the University of Nebraska football team, but they did. Trust me. All right, and I'd give it right back. It was easy because we were winning games back then. But the final thought before we had to break. And I talked about the Outland Trophy ceremony last week. I forgot to mention one thing because it disgusts me. Texas is the first school to have back-to-back winners of the Outland Trophy since 1980, 81, 82. That school was Nebraska. We won it 3 years in a row. But they're also the first school to have back-to-back Outland Trophy winners on the offensive side of the ball. And then a few years later, well, on the defensive side of the ball, and then a few years later, the past 2 years on the offensive side of the ball. If Nebraska wants to get back to competing at the level that we want to, we've got to have more guys in that conversation going forward. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.